It is May 24th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast includes commentaries from our hits and takes section of JLN, stories from the first read section of today's newsletter, a listing of the top three stories of yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Eurex's Derivative Forum Frankfurt kicked off this morning. I hope to catch up on some of the content as the videos are posted to the site. The World Economic Forum Annual Meeting 2022 is also happening at the same time, and real-time video of some of the content is available from their website without registration. The CFTC announced yesterday that block trade definition compliance begins May 25th, ending staff CFTC provided no action relief. Beginning on May 25th, all swap execution facilities are required to comply with the amended definition of block trade under CFTC Regulation 43.2. Citadel's Ken Griffin was interviewed on Bloomberg Intelligence about the LME nickel trading problems, and needless to say, he was not a fan. If you are in New York and you don't have a cell phone, you are better off borrowing someone else's than looking for a payphone. New York City just removed the last payphone and moved it to the Museum of the City of New York, probably next to the typewriter, the telegraph, and the do-it-yourself smoke signals chart. As I'm getting ready to go to London for IDX, it was time for me to brush up on my travel tips. DailyStuff.com has an article, How to Spot an American Tourist Abroad. There were just way too many truths in this article. Is it time for me to get a proper British banking suit to try to blend in? Never going to happen. I'm just too American, though I will leave my baseball hat at home. My wife Cheryl and her brothers are headed to Utah to see the band The Eagles play. Thus, I am left at home with our dogs Indy and Bella for the next few days. These are the dog days of May. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's an announcement from our friends at Acuity. Chicago Proprietary Traders Managers Meeting. Acuity is bringing its unique Proprietary Traders Managers Meeting event to Chicago. This closed-door, invite-only meeting is exclusive to senior executives at proprietary trading firm. Acuity Managers Meetings bring together select groups of executives for an afternoon of private discussions on common challenges and networking with your peers. The event will take place on Thursday, the 23rd of June, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at 150 North Riverside Plaza, Chicago, Illinois, 60606, followed by drinks and an informal dinner. The event is free of charge to qualifying senior executives at proprietary trading firms. However, spaces are limited, so we encourage you to secure your spot early. Request your invitation with a link in today's newsletter. Here's a story from the Washington Post. Ashamed Russian diplomat resigns over Putin's aggressive war. A diplomat at Russia's mission to the United Nations in Geneva has resigned over the war in Ukraine, writing that he has never been so ashamed of his country in a rare public rebuke of the war from within the Russian government. In a letter circulated to colleagues in Geneva and posted on a LinkedIn account in his name, as well as on Facebook, Boris Bondarev, counselor at the permanent mission of the Russian Federation to the United Nations, said he had left the civil service Monday. My comment, we can only hope there are more Russians of conscience that feel the same way. Here's a story from Bloomberg. What fantasy football can teach money managers, sharpen your stock picking skills by assembling a portfolio of strikers and wingbacks. The English football season ended Sunday, and for 9.2 million players of fantasy Premier Football League, that means finding something else to mull over on a Saturday morning. In the past few years, the fantasy version of the beautiful game has taken off. Each week, fantasy managers field a team of 11 players whose performances on the pitch convert to points in their game. my comment. I fear this fantasy has escaped the American shores and has now climbed the cliffs of Dover. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Crypto links with banks pose threat to financial stability, says ECB. Central bank warns market is becoming more complex and interconnected with mainstream finance. The crypto industry's deepening ties to bank and asset managers will pose a risk to financial stability, the Central European Bank has warned in the latest sign of how central banks and governments are stepping up their scrutiny of the market. The ECB said on Tuesday it had undertaken a deep dive into crypto asset leverage and crypto lending and found evidence that these activities were becoming more risky, complex, and interconnected with traditional institutions. My comment. So this asset, which is worthless according to some prominent central bankers and being used for lending, might be a risk? Okay, I got it. Here's a story from the New York Times. When your job fills in for your faith, that's a problem. Plenty of writers have argued in recent years that work has become a false idol, with the office, not church, the place where many Americans now seek out meaning and purpose. As a sociologist of religion, I think these writers are right. Work is replacing and in some cases even taking the form of religion among many of America's professionals. Between 2013 and 2018, I concluded over 100 interviews for my book, Work, Pray, Code. Most of them were with tech workers based in Silicon Valley, people who told me over and over their careers are spiritual journeys and their work calling. Many said that they had become more spiritual, whole, and connected after working in tech. Their workplaces were communities where they found belonging, meaning, and purpose. My comment, God calls us in many different ways. It is a mystery. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our most clicked story on Monday was a blog post on the morning chalkboard about the last day of trading on the CME floor that was dubbed the Arboretum after Pat Arbor. You have to scroll down a bit to see the post. Second was Goldman CEO says, devastated by fatal subway shooting of employee. The sad news about Daniel Enriquez, a Goldman Sachs employee who was fatally shot on a Manhattan-bound Q train, from Reuters. Third was the future of crypto trading is futures, about institutional investors in the digital asset market, from the Financial Times. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from Bloomberg. Wall Street bank lobby lines up against a digital U.S. dollar. ABA BPI says CBDC would likely drain deposit from bank system. U.S. government weighing whether to launch own digital currency. Wall Street lenders are calling on the U.S. government to hold off on launching a digital dollar, arguing that a virtual currency backed by the Federal Reserve risks draining hundreds of billions of dollars out of the banking system. An American central bank digital currency, or CBDC as it is known, would act as a direct competitor to private bank deposits and make credit less available to businesses and households, according to the American Bankers Association and the Bank Policy Institute. The trade groups were responding to a federal discussion paper released in January that laid out the potential benefits and risks of launching a new virtual tender. Here is a story from Business Insider. So ashamed, Russian diplomat quits over Ukraine invasion, attacking Putin's circle as corrupt and obsessed with luxury. A top Russian diplomat has resigned his post with a scathing letter attacking Russia's war in Ukraine and what he described as his country's political degradation, according to multiple reports. Never have I been so ashamed of my country as on February 24th this year, wrote Boris Bondarev in a letter sent to diplomats on Monday and shared by the nonprofit organization UN Watch. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, crypto shows all signs of financial stability risk, ECB says. Central bank says crypto regulation in EU is urgent. ECB officials have stepped up crypto warnings in recent days. A dramatic increase in the size and complexity of crypto markets means the sector is on track to become a risk for financial stability that must urgently be regulated, the European Central Bank said. While recent volatility has not proved contagious to the rest of the global financial system, the threat is increasing with institutional investors increasingly involved, the ECB said in a pre-released chapter from its Financial Stability Review. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.